Well, good evening, Eagle Country. It's time for another edition of Crunch Time, presented by Geppers Liberty Tax in Lawrenceburg and Harrison, right here on your hometown radio station, Eagle Country 99.3. I am Double T Travis there without a co-host tonight. JB not in the house, but we got plenty of guests to get us through the show, including the Milan Indians boys basketball program already in the house. We're going to hear from them momentarily, and we're also going to hear from the head coaches of the East Central and Elder wrestling teams as they have a big dual meet coming up this Friday. Quickly want to run down what happened in the NFL playoffs over the weekend, though. The AFC Championship, Kansas City, finally one team in the AFC figuring out how to beat Tennessee. 35-24 was the final, and Derrick Henry's kind of been the story of the NFL over the past several weeks. Some monster numbers as he helped take down the Patriots and then the Baltimore Ravens, two of the favorites there in the AFC, but only 69 yards yesterday and a touchdown. But Patrick Mahomes was terrific for Kansas City as they move on to the Super Bowl. In the NFC Championship, San Francisco dominating Green Bay 37-20 behind a performance from a guy that played football at Purdue, went undrafted, and then racked up 220 yards rushing and four touchdowns. Raheem Mostert was the monster in that game as Jimmy G only threw the ball eight times for the 49ers. So 49ers getting it done by running the ball, playing good defense, got a couple interceptions off Aaron Rodgers yesterday. So that's setting up Kansas City and San Francisco in the Super Bowl. The Niners, a very storied history. They've won five Super Bowls, five of the six they've played in, actually, but the last coming in 1994. So been a long time coming for the Niners to get back to the Super Bowl. And a really interesting stat, first team in the history of the NFL to lose 10-plus games 4 years in a row and then make the Super Bowl the next season. They were 4-12 last year, so that gives me hope for my Cincinnati Bengals, who will soon have a new quarterback. And then for Kansas City, they won Super Bowl IV way back when. That was the fourth and final AFL-NFL World Championship game, so it's been an even longer amount of time since the Chiefs have been in the Super Bowl. Not going to make any predictions here tonight myself. We might get the Milan boys basketball team's thoughts on the Super Bowl as we roll along, so stay tuned for that. Now we want to turn our focus to wrestling. Going to be a fast-paced show tonight. A lot of information to get out. And this is going to be a huge dual meet coming up this Friday at East Central as the Trojans are going to welcome in Elder. It's the first time these two storied programs have battled head-to-head in wrestling, and it's such a big deal that they're going to pack the EC Performing Arts Center for this matchup. They're going to dim all the lights out in the crowd, shine them bright on the stage. They're going to have entrance music like it's the WWE or the UFC. It's going to be like a big fight feel in that auditorium as these two programs go head-to-head. East Central coming off an EIAC win over the weekend. They had six individual champions in that tournament. Dylan Lingrich at 106, Blake Wolf at 113, Tyler Snyder at 120, Briar Hall, I believe he's a transfer from South Dearborn, at 152. He was the EIAC MVP. And then Cole Veal and Kyle Crumman, who are two very good football players, also took home championships in the EIAC championship. So a very good team East Central has this year, undefeated on the season. They're going to match up with an Elder team that just won a 25-team tournament, the Ohio Catholic Invitational, over the weekend. And they had one first-place finisher there, 138, Bartley Thomas, and a host of second-place finishers, Willie Dopker, Austin Belcher, Tom Feldman, Nick Ficker, and Rowan Tolbert. So a very good team for Elder as well. So that kind of sets the stage. We do have both coaches lined up here tonight to talk about this big dual meet coming up on Friday, and we're going to start right now with Coach Wolf of the East Central Trojans. Joined now by East Central Wrestling head coach Adam Wolf ahead of a big-time showdown coming up this Friday against Elder, first-time meeting between these two schools. Coach Wolf, thanks for joining the program.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
Yeah, this is quite a big deal that's going on Friday, January 24th. Elder and EC meeting in wrestling for the first time ever. Two storied programs, and this match is going to be so big that you guys are going to have it in the EC Performing Arts Center. Tell us a little bit about how cool of an atmosphere it's going to be on Friday.
It's going to be a show. It's something that in our area has never happened for wrestling. It's going to be on the main stage. The auditorium holds about 1,400 people, and we're hoping to pack it. There's going to be lights and music, and it's going to be a pretty cool environment.
Yeah, and one of the things we want to pass along to our listeners is it's going to be a free event to attend, so definitely get out there if you can. But let's talk a little bit more about these two wrestling programs. First, starting with your East Central Trojans, undefeated on the year. Just collectively, talk about your group and what they've been able to accomplish so far this season.
Had a good year. We got a real good group of kids together. This has been something, you know, we knew, you know, a few years out that when these guys got together, we were going to be pretty tough. But, you know, they're kind of surprising us all and really having a good year this year. And we're excited. I think the next few years we're going to have some pretty good teams. So it's good. East Central Wrestling's looking good.
And looking it down at some of the potential matchups that we're going to see coming up this Friday, I look at 195 and I see Kyle Crumman there with an undefeated record, highly ranked in Indiana. So talk a little bit about Kyle and some of your other standouts on the EC wrestling team.
Like you hit, Kyle Crumman is a great wrestler, and he's also a great football player.
Yep.
He plans on going to play football in college. He actually didn't wrestle his freshman sophomore year, was a middle school wrestler, decided to come out his junior year, qualified for state, and he's ranked fifth in state right now, and he's a solid kid. I think he'll have a real good state tournament if I'm right.
And who are some of the other guys that are standing out on your team that are going to be in some big-time matches coming up this Friday?
Blake Wolf, he's a freshman. He's coming off a middle school career, won middle school state, a freestyle state championship, Greco state championship last year. He's undefeated this year, having a great season. He's going to meet up with a real tough kid from Elder who's ranked in the top 10 in Ohio, senior. So that will be a great match there. Ryder Searcy, another freshman, 33-0 on the season, came off a middle school career freestyle state title.
Mm-hmm.
Really good kid. He's going to get a good matchup as well. Briar Hall. Briar Hall is a former state placer. I think it was 18 placed fourth at Indiana State. He's 26-0. He's a great wrestler. He's going to pull another top 10 ranked kid from Ohio, from Elder, and that should be, you know, there should be some fireworks going on in that match. It ought to be real, real good.
Yeah, sounds like it's going to be awesome. Have you gotten a chance to see much of Elder? Is there much scouting that goes on there in the wrestling room?
Not Elder. We've really never been in the position to wrestle a school, you know, of their caliber. They've had a solid program for years. They always turn out a solid program. And to be honest, I'm not real sure we really had teams that was able to compete. I think now, you know, we ought to be able to compete with them. And but no, as you're asking, I have not been able to get out or and scout any of them. But I know they're going to be a solid team, and I know it's going to be a dogfight.
All right, and aside from the awesome wrestling matches that are going to take place on Friday in the EC Performing Arts Center, it's also going to be the first ever East Central Wrestling Alumni Night. So speak a little bit about how special that's going to be to see some of the former wrestlers come through.
This is something we've been wanting to do for years, and we're real excited to you know, get some of our alumni back, get some of that history, have some of those guys, you know, touch base with some of our new wrestlers. Some of these guys are very successful in life, and a lot of it comes from the things they learned in the sport. And I think it's a great way to show these kids that, you know, how wrestling works in life. And I think it's great to, you know, involve your alumni, you know, back with the program. And we're real excited. Hopefully we get a good turnout of our alumni. And it's going to be a good night.
Well, we wish you the best of luck. I know it's going to be a fun atmosphere out there. Hopefully you guys can come away with the win as you take on Elder in a dual meet on Friday, January 24th again, under the lights of the EC Performing Arts Center. Head Coach Adam Wolf, thanks so much for joining Crunch Time.
Thank you for having me.
Joined now by Elder High School head wrestling coach Jason Roush ahead of the big showdown coming up this Friday at the EC Performing Arts Center as a two-storied program is going to meet for the first time. First off, Jason, thanks for joining the show tonight, and how much are you looking forward to this big event coming up on Friday?
Well, thanks for having me. We're obviously excited for the opportunity to come out to East Central, and I know they're having a great year, and we look forward for an exciting duel. I know Steve Naltner, an Elder grad, and head coach Adam Wolf out there have been doing a great job to hype up the duel, and it's going to be a pretty neat experience in the Performing Arts Center, something a little bit different, and fans should be, I think fans are getting excited for.
Yeah, I think it's going to be cool. They're talking about turning down all the lights, shining it on the stage. Each wrestler is going to have some walkout music and stuff, so it should be a great atmosphere. But talking more specifically about your Elder team, who are some of the guys that are really standing out for your program this year?
Well, so far, you know, our main leaders are senior captains, Willie Depker. He's at 113 and should have a real nice matchup with East Central's 113-pounder, who I know is having a great freshman season. Willie was a state placer for us previously, and I think he's been ranked as high as fourth in the state in Ohio. So that should be a tremendous matchup. Senior captain Jack Collins at 126. He's a two-time state qualifier in Ohio. I know he'll also have a real good matchup there at 126. And finally, senior captain Seth Lammers at 152, who I believe, again, is going to match up against one of East Central's better wrestlers. So there's some of our top guys are going to meet up with, I think, some of their top guys, and so it should make for an exciting duel for the fans. So not only will the atmosphere be great, but I think the matchups are looking to be pretty exciting for the fans.
Yeah, and then talking to Coach Wolf, he said, you know, sometimes it's hard to get out and scout other high school wrestling teams, maybe not a lot of tape out there. So what do you do specifically to get ready, get prepared for a big match like this when you know that the opposing team has some really great individuals?
Well, yeah, I think a lot of it, you know, you try to find some results and maybe some kind of matchups, but, you know, more importantly, just getting your guys prepared. We're coming off of hosting the 59th annual Catholic Invitational this weekend, so we just got done wrestling Saturday and Sunday, and that was a great event for us. But now we get back to work today. We're off school for Martin Luther King, and we'll have practice today to get ready for this weekend. We also have senior night on Thursday, so we got back to back pretty important duels in our schedule. So it's just preparing to practice. You know, every once in a while, if you have some tape, or, you know, you've seen some guys wrestle, you might game plan specifically. But in this time of the season, it's just getting them prepared to do what they do well, and focusing on themselves rather than the opponent, and then let the outcome fall at that point.
Yeah, and finally, this is the first time that these two-story programs are taking part in a meet like this. So is there any added emphasis for you and your team to win this and have the bragging rights since it's being hyped up as such a big-time event?
Well, I think the hype certainly adds to the excitement. You know, some of our kids have seen some of the things on social media, and our fans are excited about it. Our parents have seen some things. So I think it's great for the sport of wrestling. It's an exciting thing for the kids to be a part of, and something they'll certainly remember. You know, obviously you don't want that to distract you from being focused and wrestling, mm-hmm. You know, to your best ability, but it certainly adds to the excitement. And I think it's great for the sport of wrestling.
All right, and we'll give you one opportunity here to reach out to all the Elder fans out there, the parents, the students, whoever's in support of the athletic programs out there. This is a free event to attend, so I know you want to have your fan base travel and help pack the house.
Yeah, absolutely. The Elder community and the Elder wrestling community are tremendous supporters. They, like I said, we just hosted a 30-team tournament this weekend, and our alumni support and our parent support was tremendous, and that tournament went very smoothly. So we're hoping they can come out again on Friday and support the Panthers, and we're really excited to see them there.
All right. Well, Jason, thanks so much for joining us here on Crunch Time, and good luck on Friday. Should be a lot of fun, and hopefully it goes well for you guys.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, and thanks for doing this for the sport of wrestling. Should be a great event.
tomorrow.
All right, one more time, a big thanks to the head coaches of the EC and Elder Wrestling programs, Adam Wolf there at East Central and Jason Roush of Elder. Again, this Friday, January 24th, 7 o'clock is when the varsity contest is going to happen. First ever dual meet between those two teams in the EC Performing Center. It will also be the first ever EC Wrestling Alumni Night. And this whole thing is free, so get out, attend, pack the stands, and be loud and enjoy the great atmosphere there at East Central High School. And with that, it is now time to turn our focus to the Milan Indians boys basketball program. As I mentioned earlier, riding a four-game winning streak and getting the record back to 500, 8-8. And they also won the Ripley County Tournament for the first time in 60 years. So we're going to definitely talk about that. We have Coach Randy Combs in the house, and we're going to let the players introduce themselves. So let's go around the horn here, left to right. Gentlemen, who's with us tonight?
I'm Matthew Schmidt. I'm a senior.
I'm Carter Wade.
I'm Caleb Bernier.
Matthew Reilly.
6'3 senior, Parker Lewis.
Parker, a repeat customer here on Crunch Time. You got some news to announce real quick before we get started. Breaking news here from Parker Lewis.
Breaking news. If you are not following Milan Football Twitter, which you should by now, Parker Lewis, quarterback and senior tight end Matthew Schmidt, have been named All-Academic Team, All-State. Let's give it a round of applause.
There it is. All right. We'll even ring the bell for you there as well. Great job, fellas. So let's start off with Coach Combs here, though, and let's talk about this Ripley County Tournament win back on January 11th, defeating Batesville for the second time this season. It's not easy to beat a team twice, and you did so to win a tournament that hasn't been won in a long time for Milan.
Yeah, it was a great experience. I did this for 14 years and then was out of it for 9 and then got back in again when the opportunity presented itself. And one of my biggest disappointments was the first time going through was not winning that thing, because there was a few times when I felt like we had the team that could have won. And it was nice to get that elephant off our back, so to speak. Kids did a great job, obviously, and they made a little bit of history, and it was really important to our community to do that.
Is this something you guys actively talked about going into that tournament? Did you guys know the history of it and that Milan hadn't won in a long time? Carter, you're shaking your head. What did you think about that?
Yeah, definitely. We knew it was – everyone knew it. We just didn't really say it much, but everyone knew 60 years was a long time, and – a lot of history made in Milan basketball, so you know, coming in, that's what you're going to get. And when you think of some teams that have been through that have not won it, you really think, like, wow, we should be proud of ourselves. Because there was one time we were number one in the state in 2000 or something, and they didn't win, and mm-hmm. regional teams and semi-state teams, but it's a cool experience to win.
So it goes to show that any year, it's not easy to win the Ripley County Tournament. There's good teams there. Aside from the history of it all, how do you feel knowing that this year you're the best team in Ripley County, or at least that's what that tournament would say? Who wants to, hey, Coach, you can answer that.
Well, and then we'll
swing it around the horn here.
Well, we are right now, and I know on Friday night we've got a team over in Versailles that's going to be trying to change that, mm-hmm. Which we're looking forward to. It should be a great atmosphere over there Friday night. But yeah, it was a great experience. These kids deserved it. It was all them. They played a great determination, and they played to win. That was one of our goals going into the season. We've got more goals to accomplish, and it was great to get that one accomplished.
All right, well, let's just get a final reaction from the players just about that experience and winning that tournament, and then we'll move forward and we'll talk about the rest of your season. Who wants to lead off just talking about that experience, winning that and creating some history?
Overall, it was a really good experience going in. Before the game, when we were heading down to the locker room to get changed, a lot of the parents – in the stands from Milan, they all stood up and they started applauding us, and it just kind of showed how supportive our community was of us. And it was a really, really great experience. And considering the poor beginning to the season that we had, the fact that we've been able to climb back to winning that tournament and making history has really shown how mentally tough and how strong we are.
Great answer there. Who else wants to speak on the Ripley County tournament? Matt?
And it gives us a lot of confidence going into conference play when we have two big games coming up against two teams from Ripley County in South Ripley and Jacksonville. And we have a very tough conference, so confidence is key when it comes to those games.
All right, Caleb.
Yeah, like Coach is saying, we had goals when we were coming into the season. We made these goals back in June in our summer team camp. It was to win a Whippet County tournament and then to win conference and then to hopefully win, be able to move on past sectionals. And we just completed one of our goals and hopefully we'll be able to move on and complete the other two.
All right. Carter?
It was just an awesome feeling. Not all of us were as fortunate as Caleb to cut down a net before, so that was the first time for most of us, and it felt really good.
All right, Parker?
Well, I mean, it's a really good feeling, but I feel like one important thing is we got to stay humble and keep like looking ahead to our checklist. But it feels good to win the Ripley County Tourney. It feels better to beat Batesville to do it.
Fantastic. And before we get into the rest of your season, let's look back because you guys did go through that five-game losing streak early in the season. A lot of good teams there, East Central, Lawrenceburg, South Decatur, back-to-back-to-back. So what did you guys learn early in the season playing those teams that's going to help you the rest of the way?
We learned that our uniforms were not going to play for us, and that was something. First game we played, it was a blowout, and we were at an all-time high. We came off a summer where we lost, I think, two games all summer, and we were riding good. We were sitting pretty. We thought nothing could stop us. So I honestly think that helped us come back. Like, we're human. Like, we just need to go back, practice, play how we practice, because when we practice, we're really good, but there's times where we just don't function into games and we just forget what we're doing. But I think it helped us build to where we are now, because now we had been through that tough spot where we don't have to go through it late in the season getting before the sectional.
So I guess it was a little bit of a reality check, because when you look at your guys' roster coming back from last year, the expectations seem to be pretty high. So was that kind of what you guys felt going through that early in the season?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah, we have a very talented roster. We feel like it's we could be one of the best teams in the state. And, so just having that in our heads, it probably made us a little bit overconfident and made us think that our jerseys were going to play for us. So, yeah, that definitely played a big part of it.
All right, swing that mic over to Coach. I want to get his input on this, too, because you don't want to lose games, but there can be some valuable lessons that come out of it.
Well, let's put it this way. I was relying on some previous experiences in that situation, and it was just one of those deals where it seemed like, Carter pointed out, we had a real nice first game. Everything was nice and smooth, and East Central smacked us pretty good, and we didn't really handle it real well. And then coming back the next night, Lawrenceburg, they had a lot of their team back, and we had beaten them there here. Beat them down here the year before, so obviously they were going to be motivated. And it was a game where I think we actually did have the lead in the fourth quarter and kind of let things fall apart. And then we come back, and South Decatur, who's everybody's media darling right now, and they're undefeated, so I guess they deserve that. But it was a game that we basically had won and did some self-defeating things that kind of lost it for us right at the end. And then we come back. We were supposed to play Waldron, and they dropped us unbeknownst to us until 5 days before. And we were fortunate enough to find a game in Monrovia, who happens to have been ranked as in the top 10 in 3A earlier in the season, and has a 6'8" Division I player playing for them. And so our schedule, and then we had scheduled a very challenging holiday tournament. And because of the team that we knew we were having, and we wanted to be seasoned for the second half of the year, and we wanted to give a good showing over there, which we did. The fourth game against Bloomington North, it wasn't a matter of situation where we couldn't play with them. I just felt like we were had some dead legs after three games, and they're a very talented team. I mean, I think they've lost to Bloomington South and one other really good team. So anyway, but we're a seasoned group now. We've been through it. And to the kids' credit, there wasn't any excuses made. They got to work and hung together. And we're really where we wanted to be regardless at this point in the season now.
And now you're on the back half of the season, and you've gotten it off to a good start with that four-game win streak. I had the pleasure of calling you guys' game on Friday night, and Rising Sun, to their credit, hang around there in the first quarter for a while. They play extremely hard, young team, but you guys kind of put your foot down and were able to pull away from them there early in the second quarter. So speak a little bit about that game, and maybe that killer instinct. Do you guys have that mentality where you want to kind of step on a team's throat early and put them down and out?
Oh yeah, for sure. That's always our tempo. Is we know that we're a very talented and very fast and skilled team, and so that's always our mindset going in, is getting up on them as fast as we can and just almost like take their soul and make them want to give up, because then you can just keep pulling the lead even farther and you can have even more fun that way. And so that's always our goal when we go into the games.
And I don't know if you know this, that's Matt Reilly there. We actually named you our star of the game on Friday night. You weren't the leading scorer, but you did a lot of great things in that game. You set up your teammates well. You still scored the basketball, and you drew the defensive assignment of Landon Cole. And talk a little bit about guarding him, because he's a hard-nosed player.
Yeah, he is. It was a very tough matchup. His crossovers, it's tough to guard, and my teammates did a really good job that game of making him kick it, because I didn't always keep him in front of me. And when I would get beat down the line, they'd slide over and he had to kick it multiple times and put it back out mm-hmm. around the perimeter instead of letting him get all the way to the rim. And they did a really good job with that. It's always tough when you're guarding some of the best players around the county and some of the best players around this area. There's lots of talent around here, and it's always fun seeing all the different talent that you go up against.
Now, I thought you guys were going to get to 80 points on Friday. You fell short with the 75, but I love your brand of basketball, fast pace, getting shots up, scoring a lot. I love that. How much fun is it for you guys to play in that system? Each and every one of you can kind of touch on that.
Scoring a bunch of points is a blast, but that's not really what we're most worried about. It's the other side of the floor. It's making sure they don't score over 50, 55 points, because sure. That's where we really work day in and day out of practice, is stopping people, stopping the ball, not letting people score. But when you do that, you can really get out and run and transition, and that's where we do it. That's where we kill other teams. That's just where we love to play, just fast.
All right. Matt?
And then we have a lot of talent around our team, and at the point guard position we have Peyton Wirt, who's probably the best passer I've ever seen, that sets up our teammates a lot. No matter who you are, you know, you can always get points off of him. And if he's not passing it, he's just going to drive in the lane, make a layup. So, and then we have Carson Ashman on the wing, who's very humble about how much of a bucket he is. He's very good, and he can step out and make a three. His mid-range game is very good, too.
A very, very nice job in the scouting department there. You pretty much took my job. I was going to mention Adam and Carson and Peyton. If you guys want to elaborate a little bit more on them, you can. But just playing in the system, Caleb, what do you like about playing Milan basketball?
Oh, I love it. Yeah, like Carter was saying, we know we're going to score points. We're a very good offensive team. We're very talented. We have shooters everywhere. We got big men down in the paint like Carter and Matt Schmidt and Adam Norman. They're always getting rebounds. They're always hustling as hard as they can, and they do a great job with that. And so, yeah, it's a lot of fun scoring a lot of points, because we know we're going to score points. It's just a matter of getting stops, and that's like Carter said. We just try to keep them in the 50s, the high 40s, somewhere around there, and then most of the time that gets the job done.
And also, go ahead, Matt. You wanted to elaborate there on that a little bit, or Parker?
It's really fun being a shooter in an offense that gets up a lot of shots. I mean, that's all I have to say about that. Me and Caleb know all about that.
Yeah, guys, speaking of which, we were talking off air before the show, Caleb, you kind of poked fun at yourself saying you didn't score any points on Friday, but bounced back on Saturday against Hauser. Speak a little bit about that.
Friday was a little bit of a rough game. I was dealing with a little bit of hangover from the holiday tournament. But I think this last game against Hauser, I definitely bounced back from it. I had a bit of a rough first half. I only knocked down one shot. But the second half, I think I scored around 13 points. I had 16 total on the night. So
a couple of four-point play opportunities.
Yeah,
you told me, right?
I actually missed the first free throw first free throw of the season. Just want to state that, because I know Josh Clark is listening.
The coach, when they're struggling at the free throw line, what's your go-to to get them back in shape there? I'm always interested in some of the practice stuff.
Well, we have a couple of free throw challenges that we do. We've got an assistant coach, Coach Travis, that helps us with that. He's come up with some good challenging things to do. And so that's improved. Our free throw shooting has improved significantly over the course of the season. And the thing, and Caleb brought up a good point. I think we've had four or five games this year where we've had five players in double figures. And we just talked about tonight before practice, we don't feel like we've come close to playing our best game yet, simply because we haven't had everybody perform, I think, to their full potential on one night yet. But what's allowed this team to get the corner turned, so to speak, is the fact that when we have had some guys that have been off, we've got other guys that have picked them up.
All right. And finally, moving forward towards the end of the season, 8 games left, and 6 of them are going to be conference games. You have not played a conference game yet, and it's all going to start this Friday at South Ripley. Cody Samples has been fantastic for them this year, leading the conference in scoring. They got a good team overall. So what's going to be some of the challenging things taking on South Ripley on the road this Friday?
Well, it's going to be a great atmosphere over there. We know they're going to be shooting for us, which they should. They're well coached. Tyler Teasing, I think, is one of the best young coaches around. It's going to be a lot of fun. Our kids are going to embrace it, and they've played in some challenging situations already this year. We're seasoned. It's not going to be something where we're going to go in and play tentative.
Mm-hmm.
It would shock me if that happened. And it's going to be a big – It's going to go a long way, the winner of that game, in terms of who has the best chance of winning the conference, I believe. We've got Southwestern at home, who obviously is a really good team. Switzerland County's been up and down. They're capable. So, and I know Jacksonville will be gunning for us after our game in the Ripley County tournament. So it's nice that leading into the tournament to have 6 conference games, 6 out of the 8. So we're going to be preparing at a high level. Every week going in, we really don't have any time to take a break mentally or physically, and these kids will buy into that.
And you got 2 games, actually, back-to-back with the Saturday matchup at Morristown, so 2 challenging games. You guys, I'm guessing just by looking at you, you're up for that challenge to play these 2 games. So what are you looking forward to most this week in terms of playing those 2 teams on the road?
We're just looking forward to more games, more competition. We're pretty seasoned. We've been played so many games together. Most of our varsity players are all juniors and seniors. So the more games we can crank out and have fun together, it's always great. And then to go, we also love traveling together. Just the bus rides are always the best. So going all the way to Versailles and all the way to Morristown for 2 games is just going to be a blast.
Is there anything better than beating a rival on the road too? Got South Ripley coming up on Friday.
Well, that's always a crazy game. Doesn't matter where it's played, Versailles or Mile End. It's always a packed house on that. It's same Friday night every year, and it should be a good game. Both teams are really good this year, and it's a good thing that we're mostly friends with the kids from their team, so there won't be
friendly rivalry,
bad blood, but it's going to be a tough game.
All right, fantastic. And we are running out of time here, so let's turn over the last 2-3 minutes here and open it up a little bit. We're just going to ask you some questions, try to get to know you a little bit better. But we'll start out with what I would think is an easy one. You all play basketball, so do you have a favorite team or player that you like to watch, college or pro? Could be a high schooler, too, if your favorite player is your teammate. You can say whatever. Caleb?
My favorite NBA player is definitely LeBron James.
There you go.
I just love his all-around game. And how good he is, how dominant he is. So.
That's my favorite player as well. Matt?
My favorite player in the NBA is Alex Caruso, just because of how scrappy he is.
And LeBron's teammate.
High school level, I think the scrappiest player I've ever seen is Dakota Sams.
Dakota Sams.
Yes.
Very good linebacker there.
My favorite player is Anthony Davis, because he changed the game sometimes without scoring, with blocks and rebounds, and he attended the greatest university that this nation's ever known, is the University of Kentucky.
All right. Kissing up to our Kentucky fans out there. You guys Lakers fans, I guess? Parker?
My favorite player is always Jimmer Fredette. I mean, the kid's a walking bucket. He can score from anywhere in the gym. And, I mean, I think he's China's most valuable player about 13 years running. So that's pretty cool to think of.
All right, Matt?
I'd have to say my favorite player is probably Zion Williamson.
Gonna be making his debut.
Exactly. Everyone always laughs when I say it, but I'm a huge Duke Blue Devils fan, and when we picked him up, it was God's blessing. I was so happy. I was disappointed when we didn't pick up that national championship, but I'm just so happy that Zion got to go to Duke, and then now he's in the NBA. And it was disappointing to see him get injured, but I hope he shows
out. He's
going to
come back strong.
Exactly.
Yeah. Coach, do you want to answer that question? You got a favorite basketball player all time or somebody you like currently?
It's Jerry West.
Very good. It's not Matt Schmidt. He's second on my list.
There you go.
I just think Michael Jordan was a lot better player than LeBron James. I'm just saying. I'm going to say that right now.
We are going to move on. We don't want to start that debate. We were talking pro wrestling off the air, so some favorite pro wrestlers out there, guys.
Oh, man.
Parker, you said you had a good answer.
Oh, yeah. My favorite wrestler is definitely Ultimate Warrior.
There you go.
I wish I had that face paint during football, and then that would have been made at all.
You can't beat Rey Mysterio. Of course, he doesn't look great without the mask, but, I mean, it's
he's a good one.
All right. I don't really follow wrestling, but I'd have to say The Undertaker, but it's only because I used to play
the video game
with him. So
that's good. That's a good answer.
I am going to have to say Randy Orton because he did have my favorite move, the RKO, which I'd love to do with my brothers.
Now you're talking.
Mine would be Big Daddy V. He was about 650 pounds, and he smacked a guy in the chest, and he would just die.
That's a very obscure answer. I like it, though. Let's see. What else do we want to Coach, do you watch pro wrestling?
I have no idea.
All right.
Unless you want to go back to, I can show my age, and we can talk about Dick the Bruiser and the Strangler.
Okay. I know those names. All right. Let's see. What else do we want to talk about here? Let's see. I asked this to the Lawrenceburg Tigers. Would you rather win a game on a buzzer beater or with a defensive stop?
Buzzer beater, because that's way cooler, and it ends up on huddle highlights way better.
I'd say if I hit the buzzer beater and all the chicks saw it, I think that would be
good answer there.
I agree with that. I second that.
We going buzzer beater across the board here, guys?
Yeah, I just say buzzer beater just because I know from experience, so it's a good feeling.
All right.
I've also hit a buzzer beater before, but I'm going to say a defensive stop because I'd like to mega swat someone off the backboard and just
that's
watch
pretty
them
good.
Fall to the ground.
Yeah, I'm going to call out the Tigers there. They were kissing up to Coach Blackwell. They all said defensive stop. And finally, let's get a country music reference in there. Do you guys got a favorite country music artist?
For sure, Chris Stapleton. His voice is smooth.
That's a good one. And if you don't listen to country music, it's fine. You can give any favorite artist.
This one's about borderline. It's about borderline country, but Dan and Shay, they're not hard country, but Dan and Shay is definitely one
very
of my
good, very
favorite
good.
Listens.
I have to say Lil Nas X. I thought that his hit song was the greatest country song I've ever listened to. So.
Well, I'm not the biggest country fan, but my favorite artist is Big Time Rush since I was little.
All right.
My favorite artist is not country, but it's the Plain White Tees. Hey There, Delilah is the greatest song I've ever heard in my life.
All right. Well, we are unfortunately out of time. I could sit here and talk to you guys forever, but we wish you the best of the luck going forward, and especially on that January 24th game this Friday at South Ripley. Coach Combs and the guys, thanks so much for joining us tonight.
Thank you for having us. We had a great time.
Thank you very much.
All right, that's the Milan Indians boys basketball program. Get out and support them this weekend at South Ripley on Friday, at Morristown on Saturday, 8-8. And maybe starting to peak at the right time are the Indians. And just to look down the future, we're going to be out at Milan on January 31st when they host Southwestern. So how about that? Thanks so much for listening to Crunch Time tonight, presented by Geppers Liberty Tax in Harrison and Lawrenceburg. See them for your tax preparation because they're going to give you $50 cash with your paid preparation. And be sure to tune in every Monday night for Crunch Time, 6 to 6:30, right here on your hometown radio station, Eagle Country 99.3.